candidates for the Haynes Borough Assembly speak about how they would deal with issues facing the borough at the KHNS and Chilkat Valley News Candidate Forum. And the Haynes School Cross Country Team prepares for regionals. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynes Glacier Bears cross-country team is off to the regional competition Friday, wrapping up their regular season. Amanda Randles checked in with a cross-country coach to see how the season has gone so far.
Cross-country coach Chandler Kemp says the Glacier Bears are poised to do well at regionals in Juneau this weekend. As a team, Haynes' girls have been second in every event they've been to this year, and the boys have been either second or third. To qualify for state, the team must be one of the top three schools in the region for the small school division, and individual competitors need to be in the top 15 for their division. Kemp says the competition is stiff, but if they can maintain their position at regionals, there's a good chance some Glacier Bears will be going to the state competition in Anchorage. Kemp says the Glacier Bears have two great seniors this year who've set good examples for the rest of the team, Patrick Cunningham and Kamakana Kanahaley.
I mean, they've both come a long way since their freshman year. I think last year, Patrick had them. We gave him an award for the most improvement over the course of his career, and he was only a junior at that time. But I think he had improved his time from his freshman year by 4 or 5 minutes in 2 years. And Com has had a huge breakthrough this year. He's running 4 minutes faster than he was last year, and that's been really fun to see.
Kemp says both have come a long way with training and athleticism, as well as team leadership.
They're fun to have on the team. Patrick's a team captain this year, so the other kids recognize him as a leader. They voted to have him lead them. And Kama is, I think of him as kind of a spirit leader of the team. He brings so much enthusiasm to the sport, and that has a really big positive impact on the team.
Kemp and co-coach Alexanne Goodman have a team this year that work well together and support each other. He said this comes from things like team building, but is ultimately due to the kids themselves, who are a positive group who already work well together. The Haynes Glacier Bears travel to Juneau on Friday for the regional meet. While not the entire team will compete at the regional tournament itself due to various qualifying requirements, there is an open race that takes place before the championship races where the rest of the team can take part. After regionals, qualifying Glacier Bears will travel to the state cross-country championship in Anchorage on September 29th. In Haynes, I'm Amanda Randles.
Haynes residents had the opportunity to hear from candidates for Haynes Borough Assembly Tuesday evening at a forum hosted by KHNS and Chilkat Valley News. Candidates Barbara Mulford, Will Prisciandero, Sean Mady, and Paul Rogers answered questions about a number of issues facing the borough. The first question of the forum dealt with police service in areas outside of the Haynes town site. In October, Lutac, Mud Bay, and Upper Valley residents will vote on an ordinance that proposes to raise property taxes in those areas to fund on-call police service outside of town. Candidates were asked if they would direct the police to stop responding to those areas if voters reject the ordinance, and if they would support increasing the police budget to address police response outside the town site. Every candidate said they would continue to have police respond to calls outside the town site, even if residents in the affected areas reject the borough's proposal. The candidates were also open to appropriating money from elsewhere to fund police services outside the town site. Mulford suggested that the state troopers may be more open to supplementing local police if the borough presents more data on exactly how much money the lack of a trooper is costing the municipality.
And I think that it would be worthwhile to have a conversation with them to suggest, okay, it's costing us X amount of dollars since you are no longer, providing the service for us. Would you be willing to supplement and maybe work with the state agency that way?
Mady said he has spent a lot of time speaking with officials around the state about this issue. He stated that it is unrealistic to expect the troopers to come back at this time.
The troopers are not coming back until they have surplus funds to be able to do it, because we are very low priority.
Rogers said that he is most concerned with how to address funding for on-call police service if the ordinance passes in one of the affected areas but fails in another. He also explained that any service outside the town site would need to be limited in order to keep costs reasonable.
Full police services in all three of those areas is probably unrealistic. It would likely have to double the size of the police department and therefore the cost of the department.
The candidates were also asked about their views on potential resource extraction in the Haines Borough. When asked how the borough should respond to the University of Alaska's proposed timber sale in the Chilkat Valley, Mulford and Rogerson stated that the university has the right to do what they wish with their land. Prisciandero said that the university has the right to fund education through their land sales. However, they need to take local stakeholders into account. He said there are certain ways that the sale could be tailored to meet everyone's needs.
Maybe they can pick parcels here or there that better suit the way that this valley wants to remain and continue, and it'll help prosper all the industries in this valley and could have a more beneficial effect on keeping everyone happy while still allowing them to generate money from some of their land.
Mady said taking an adversarial tone towards the university is counterproductive, but he believes the borough should let the university know how it would prefer the land is used. Recently, the borough has been examining different options for levying taxes on marijuana. When asked whether they supported an excise or sales tax on marijuana, Mulford and Prisciandero compared marijuana to alcohol and tobacco and said it should be taxed in a similar way with funds from the tax earmarked for public health programs. Mady said he believes a sales tax is fair because residents would vote on it. Rogers disagreed, stating that he didn't support any tax levied specifically on marijuana sales in Haines.
And I don't think they should be charged anything more in terms of sales taxes than any other business, whether it's the grocery store or the lumber company or whomever. I think taxes should be the same across the board. It should be a level playing field.
Election day is October 2nd. To listen to the full Haines Assembly Candidate Forum, visit khns.org or tune in to KHNS at 10 a.m. tomorrow to hear a radio broadcast of the forum. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.